It's all about you, Jesus.
Welcome to Heart of Worship Podcast, your morning devotional, song, and prayer. One of the most powerful verses in the Bible is Proverbs 4:23, which says, "Guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." And the reason why this verse is so powerful to me is because the moment that I let my guard down, you know what happens, right? Satan finds a way, maybe a sliver, maybe it's a small little entryway, but he finds a way into my heart. He's crawling in like a little snake. He's very sneaky like that. He crawls in and he tries to destroy my relationship with God, but also my relationship with people. And a lot of times in life, we have conflict, we get into fights, we're humans, so we're always going to find disagreements with each other. But the problem is, many times we can't move past those disagreements. We actually keep that conflict in our hearts and we don't move on, we don't forgive. That is a topic for today, forgiveness, because a lot of us harness these feelings of anger and bitterness in our hearts, and those feelings, if we allow them to stay in our hearts, they actually grow over time. They can become worse and they can definitely destroy our relationship with God and take us further away from God. So for today, the Bible verse that I want to focus on is Matthew 5:44. "But I tell you," this is Jesus speaking, "but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." And I'll be completely honest. I mean, I've heard this Bible verse growing up in church multiple times. And until I had to go through this on my own, I didn't really understand the depth of this verse. I didn't really understand why I would be praying for my enemies. I mean, it just sounds like something Jesus would say. But what does praying for your enemies actually do to help you forgive? And when you pray for somebody, what you're doing is you're inviting love in. 1 John says that God is love. So really, you are inviting God in. When you pray for somebody who's wronged you, for your enemy, you're inviting God in. And the bitterness in your heart goes away because when you invite love in, hate cannot exist in the same place as love. So really, you are inviting God in so that you can get rid of the hate and the bitterness that's in your heart. And so praying for somebody else is actually helping you forgive them. It's not about them, actually. It's really about you and how you heal your heart. I also view forgiveness as an act of worship. Part of being a living sacrifice obedient to God is forgiving others, because that's what he tells us to do. Multiple times in the Bible, he tells us to forgive as he forgave us. The way that I think about this is our worship is hindered. How can I be obedient to God when I know that I've done something wrong? I feel like I'm worshiping half-heartedly. Here I am trying to be obedient to God, but not really doing what he tells me to do, which is to forgive. So this is, I think, where the enemy finds a way in. These broken relationships can hinder a person's relationship with God, because if we don't let go of that forgiveness and if we don't ask for forgiveness, that is going to cause a strain in our lives, and we're just not going to be able to be fully obedient to God in what he asks us to do. Ephesians 4:31 and 32 say, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave." And, you know, it's easier said than done. Everybody can read this and say, well, yeah, that sounds easy, but how can I actually do that? Because I've been wronged. My heart still hurts. I'm still very offended. And my heart needs time to heal. And that's okay. We do have time on our side. But I think the key is in your heart being willing to let go. And even if our heart doesn't believe it, but speaking those words out loud. So really making it a point to say the words, "I forgive so-and-so. I forgive this person for what they did to me." Even if you don't fully believe your own words, but at least you are telling your heart what to believe. Because sometimes we believe with our hearts and sometimes we believe with our words. And when we use our words, even if we don't believe them, our hearts will start to listen to the words that we're speaking. So eventually that forgiveness and the letting go will happen the more we say those words out loud. And you know, maybe a couple months pass by and then something happens and there's a trigger, right? You get triggered and you think of this person again and you think about how they wronged you and you just start to have this bitterness in your heart again. And this is the part that I've had to go through myself. I'm like, how do I get rid of this bitterness? I don't want to think ill of this person every time they come to my mind. And then I remember that God says to pray for my enemies. So every trigger for me became an opportunity to pray for this person. And it's not a prayer of, God, help them see how they were wrong. Help them see how they made a mistake. It's a prayer of, God, bless them. Shower them with love and joy and be with them. So it's a prayer of blessing upon that person's life and not a prayer of condemnation. So for me, that was my, call it, life hack. Every time I felt bitterness in my heart towards somebody, I made it an opportunity to pray for them. And they probably had no idea I was praying for them, and it doesn't matter. They'll never know, and they don't need to know, because it's really between me and God. Releasing that bitterness from my heart will help me become a better living sacrifice for God, because I'm now obedient to what He's telling me to do. And again, it's my act of worship. We also read in Colossians 3:13, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. When I think about this, is Jesus suffered on the cross just for us. He made the ultimate sacrifice and the ultimate act of worship for us. I am not worthy of His forgiveness, but it's His love for me that granted me that forgiveness. I didn't do anything to deserve it. It's His love, and He gave it freely to me. So if Jesus gave me His love and His forgiveness so freely, how can I withhold forgiveness from somebody when Jesus didn't withhold His forgiveness from me? God is the ultimate judge. It's not me. I'm willing to let go and forgive. It's not my place to judge or condemn. In fact, Jesus' death on the cross satisfies my need for justice. He is the ultimate judge, not me. So today I want to invite you to do something that might be a little bit uncomfortable. And if you're willing to trust God through this process, I promise you He will not let you down. Think of somebody that you have a conflict with. Maybe it's a recent conflict. Maybe it's something that happened a little while ago and you just haven't found a way to let it go. And it really doesn't matter whose fault it is. In fact, I think in most conflicts, there's probably blame to be placed on both sides. And maybe it's more heavily weighed to one side than the other. But ultimately, I think we're all human. We all make mistakes and we all have a part to play in every conflict. But today, I want to invite you to humble yourself and ask for forgiveness for the mistake that you've made. Even if you played a small part in that conflict, just ask for forgiveness. If you're willing to send a text message to this person today and just ask them for forgiveness, I don't know what's going to happen. I can't promise you that everything's going to be great, but I know that you're going to be able to let go of something that you've been holding on to, and you're going to feel free, and you're going to feel God's forgiveness by you forgiving the other person and by asking the other person for forgiveness. And if you don't feel comfortable sending them a message today, if you don't feel comfortable having that conversation, that's okay. I don't want you to do anything that you don't feel comfortable doing. But I would invite you to at least have the conversation with God. Tell Him how you feel. Ask for forgiveness for the part that you played. And then just let Him work in your heart. Because He will give His forgiveness freely. And He will give you grace and redemption. And that is the beautiful thing of what Jesus did for us on the cross. Today's song is called Forgiveness, and I think it fits so beautifully with this theme, and I just want you to listen to the words. During this time, just pray in your heart and ask God if He can give you the strength to message somebody that you are currently in a conflict with and begin this process of healing your heart.
It's the hardest thing to give away and the last thing on your mind today. It always goes to those who don't deserve. It's the opposite of how you feel when the pain they caused is just too real. It takes everything you have to say the word forgiveness. Forgiveness. flies in the face of all your pride, moves the mad, mad inside. It's always anger's own worst enemy. Even when the jury and the judge say you got a right to hold a grudge, it's the whisper in your ear saying set it free. Forgiveness. 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 Show me how to love the unlovable. Show me how to reach the unreachable. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Help me now to do the impossible. Forgiveness. It'll clear the bitterness away. It can even set a prisoner free. There is no end to what its power can. So let it go and be amazed by what you see through eyes of grace. The prisoner that it really frees is you. Forgiveness. Forgiveness.
Thank you, Jesus, for the ultimate sacrifice that you made on the cross for us. Thank you for the fact that you gave your life for us so that we can be forgiven, so that we can be redeemed through your blood. Thank you for the grace you have given us, and thank you for the fact that you are willing to do the hard things for us. Thank you for the forgiveness that we can find in our hearts today against other people because of the example that you set on the cross. Lord, I pray for anybody that's listening to this that they would find the strength to reach out to somebody that they're in conflict with, Lord, and find a way to heal their heart, find a way to resolve the conflict, Lord. Lord, I declare that the enemy has no place in our hearts. The enemy has no room in our lives. And if there is any opening, any sliver, any way for the devil to come into our hearts, to come into our lives, Lord, Lord, we just shut that right down, Lord. We slam the door in the enemy's face because you have redeemed us. And Lord, I pray, God, that you help us protect and guard our hearts against the attacks from the enemy, that you give us the wisdom, Lord, and the discernment to know when something is from you and when something is from the enemy. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for the fact that we find forgiveness in you. Thank you for the sacrifice that you made. In Jesus' name I pray. If anybody on this call has never given their life to Christ, I want to invite you to allow him into your heart, to allow him into your life. I promise you, he will make your life so much better. You will find so much joy and so much love and so much peace. I want to invite you to pray this prayer with me. Just repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died and you rose again just for me. Today, I invite you into my heart and into my life. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Lord, come in, renew me, transform me, so that I can live a life for you. In Jesus' name. If this is the first time you've prayed that prayer, I just want to encourage you and congratulate you. You just made the best decision of your life. Walking with Jesus has been the best decision of my life. He's never let me down, and he's always been with me. He's always given me so much peace and joy and meaning. He's given me purpose in life, because without him, I would be so lost. So I just want to congratulate you if you made that decision, and I just want to invite you to send me a message. You can check the show notes for how to contact me. I would love to give you some next steps and what you can do to strengthen your relationship with God. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this devotional, please share it with a friend and leave a 5-star review. To connect with me further or to send in a prayer request, check the show notes for my contact information. God bless.